Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. Anthony of Padua, who was of noble birth, resolved at the age of 15 to leave the world and consecrate himself to God in the order of Canons Regular of St. Augustine. And there was no flattery, threat, or caress of his relatives that could make him change his mind. He even asked to be transferred to another abbey to avoid his family's appeals. And so he was sent to Coimbra. And still young, his sanctity became evident through miracles. He cured a poor religious from a devil who was obsessing him by covering him with his cloak. And after he witnessed the return of the martyred remains of five Franciscans who had gone to Africa, he resolved to join the order so favored with the graces of martyrdom. And the Augustinians were desolate, to say the least. They couldn't prevent his departure because St. Francis himself appeared to St. Anthony in a vision in July of 1220, and he commanded him to leave the Augustinian order. And he was then sent by the Franciscans to Africa, but 2 years later he was obliged to return to Italy because of sickness. And in 1222, he went with some brothers to the ordination of some Dominican friars, and there he was compelled to rise under holy obedience to preach for the first time to his fellow religious. And he took for his theme St. Paul. Christ chose for our sake to become obedient unto death. And as the homily continued, his sanctity and learning and eloquence were revealed to his astonished brothers, because up until then he'd been assigned the humblest duties of his community. Now he was summoned to emerge from this obscurity, and for 9 years France and Italy and Sicily heard his preaching and saw his miracles, whose number can scarcely be counted. He was preaching to a crowd of people one day. The church was too small to hold them, and it was pouring down rain. But no one felt a drop of water fall upon them, and men's hearts turned to God. There's one miracle after another. I'm sure all of us have received his help finding car keys or other lost objects. And we may wonder why you see these statues of St. Anthony with the child Jesus in his arms. And the account of this story was told only after his death at the official process concerning his virtues and miracles, and it was narrated by a man who witnessed this vision. St. Anthony was in France and was offered hospitality, rest, and silence by a businessman of the region, and he took him to his country manor. And he was given a room apart to permit him to pray in peace. But during the night, his host looked toward the lighted window where St. Anthony was staying and saw in the brilliance a little infant of marvelous beauty in the arms of the saints, and the child Jesus had his arms around St. Anthony's neck. And the witness trembled and at this sight. And in the morning, St. Anthony, to whom it had been revealed that his host had seen this heavenly visitation, called him and made him promise that he wouldn't tell anyone as long as he was alive. And after a number of years of teaching theology and unceasing preaching and writing, St. Anthony was spending a short time of retreat in a hermitage near Padua. And he was overcome one day with a sudden weakness which prevented him from walking. And it progressed so rapidly that it was evident that his last days had arrived. So he died at the ripe old age of 36. And after 10 years with the canons regular and 11 years with the friars minor, on June 13th, 1231, and the voices of the children were heard crying in the streets of Padua, "Our father, St. Anthony, is dead." And the following year, the church bells of Lisbon rang without any ringers, while in Rome, one of its native sons was being inscribed among the saints of God. So today, you know, let us pray and work unseen, just as St. Anthony did when he was first called to join the Franciscans, and you know, cherish in secret the graces of God and the growth of our immortal souls. You know, like St. Anthony, let us attend to this first of all, and then just leave the rest to God.